correctly. Now, in the studio, we've got the very naughty Molly, and also Kirsten as well. So, are you okay?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what you were up to just then. what was going on?
So, normally, me and Molly are just silly to each other, so we like to make each other jump.
So, what was happening then? You said something about you were spiders or something.
Yeah, we were just pretending to crawl, like, down each other with our hands.
Right, okay.
So,
pretending to be a spider.
Yeah, pretending to be spiders.
Are you scared of spiders, Molly?
Sort of.
What about you, Kirsten? Are you scared of spiders?
Not really.
I'd scream.
so my sister probably.
Right. Okay. Look, when you go back to school in a minute, Molly, what do you have for lunch?
I have a home packed lunch by my lovely mother.
What's your mother's name? Come on, let's give her a mention. Hannah, the lovely mother. Is that how you refer to her? Mother?
Well,
all right, mother.
Sometimes.
Oh, right, okay. So what's in your packed lunch, do you know?
I got a gluten-free sausage roll and a gluten-free chocolate spread sandwich and I don't know what else.
Right, sounds a lot. Crikey, all I have is a couple of chicken legs. That's it. And a coffee, that's all I get. I don't want to moan too much, because just in case the wife's listening, I might not even have that when I get home. Get yourself, you're going to moan about it. So that's your lunch. What are you having for lunch?
I've got a jacket potato with tuna.
Nice. So is that like, do you have that at school and it's heated up? And
yeah, so it's school dinners.
School dinners?
Yeah, made from the kitchen.
If you don't mind me asking, how much is a school dinner these days? Because when I was a kid, it was about 25p. What are we looking at now, then?
Probably about £3 or £4.
£3 or £4. That's half reasonable, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
25p would be a lot better, wouldn't it? That's how much we used to pay. 25p, yeah. You used to have a little ticket to get your dinner, and it was horrible as well. I'm sorry to those ladies that were at Barton, but I just didn't like custard. Do you still do custard at school for lunch?
I think they do apple crumble with custard.
Oh, that sounds nice. Do you get all that for £4? Do you get a main course, a pudding as well, all that for £4? Well, that's all right, isn't it? And you're just going to have a baked potato and some tuna? What else do they have?
Well, for me, because I'm gluten-free as well, they've got to make, like, gluten-free things.
Right.
So, like, gluten-free shortbread, like, gluten-free brownie, just whatever I can have.
So, I mean, I would imagine that's quite tricky if you go anywhere. You've got to make sure you know exactly what's in whatever it is you're eating there.
Yeah.
So, what is that? Is it gluten-free? Is that the wheat thing? Is that...
Yeah.
All right, so you're not allowed to have wheat. Is that it? What happens if you do, then? Are you ill?
I'm not, like, celiac allergic to it. So I can have bits of it, but it just makes my tummy a bit upset.
Yeah. So you really got to, you know, watch what you eat then, Molly. Because I'm guessing you're gluten-free as well.
I'm properly celiac, so I can't have anything with gluten in.
Right.
And my mum's celiac.
Wow.
She's also celiac as well.
My grandson is, and so's his mum as well. So whenever they come round, they don't come round very often for us to cook anything, because I don't think they trust us with it, because it's quite a responsibility there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So even certain things like gravy and things like that, you've got to be really, really careful.
Yeah.
So that aside, what do you miss most about what you can't eat then?
Nothing. I pretty much had everything.
Oh, that's all right then, isn't it? So you don't miss anything at all then.
Well, nothing with gluten in, but yeah.
So you can have cakes, but they've got to be gluten free. Yeah. All right, okay, that's good that things have moved on over the last few years. All right, okay.
Last 2 years ago, I went to Northern Ireland to see my brother race, and it was the first time I went to Northern Ireland, and I got very, very poorly because I ate some of the gluten in beef eater. But we didn't know it was not gluten-free, so I got very poorly and almost got helicoptered off the boat.
Oh, wow. That's kind of... almost got helicoptered off the boat.
Yeah.
So you...
They thought I had appendicitis, but...
Right.
Yeah.
And then they worked it out.
And then it wasn't until we looked it up online, it wasn't until I said a couple of days into our holiday, I said I wondered if it was my burger bun what made me feel ill, and it was...
So you've got to be really, really careful, haven't you? Because that's the response to it. You're not quite so bad, though.
No. It just gives me a bit of an upset tummy.
And we won't go into too much detail, will we?
No.